The Blue Guardian program in its concept is to save lives. That's the most effective thing that you can do. And on the basis of that, it's a partnership that's formed, as you noted, between police and treatment.
So that's the premise of the program, right? That's
correct.
The keystone is after someone has gone through an overdose, received medical intervention, this is a follow-up down the road.
That's correct.
And previously, they might be given a drug like Narcan or Naloxone, which could save their lives, but then they're just cast back into the community.
Previously, yes. There was no follow-up from the police department.
So this is sort of an extension of community policing, right?
Absolutely, it is.
And how do you make contact again with someone in their recovery stage?
Basically, what happens is we get notification of the overdose happening. Hmm. From there, the appointment or meeting is set up so where we partner with the treatment person, a CRS certified recovery specialist, and we'll go to the person's residence.
So when you get to this term CRS, this is key to the program, right? The certified
Absolutely.
Recovery specialist. What makes them different than a social worker?
The certified recovery specialist is an individual that has gone through drug addiction and has been in is in recovery, and they can serve as kind of a catalyst to speak with that individual that has experienced that overdose, and they can kind of relate to the experience from the viewpoint of the CRS and the viewpoint of the person that's going through the overdose.
Sort of a peer counseling.
Correct. So it allows for more communication.
Has the Blue Guardian program sort of helped shift the view of law enforcement among drug users, and has it changed the view of drug users among law enforcement?
In my experience, I think it's a relationship that has been improving. I will tell you a brief little story.
Yeah.
We went and conducted a Blue Guardian visit at a residence in Allentown. And when we arrived there, we have a script that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor had heard the script and commented afterwards, "Wow, that's a great thing that you guys are doing. I didn't know that." And it started a community conversation in that block. So as this spread, it affects the people because they understand, you know, there's help out there, because it's not just the person that's experiencing the overdose, but it's the surrounding family members and neighbors as well.
Let me ask you, your goal in this intervention is to get people into a longer-term treatment program. Am I right?
That is correct, so that they can then be sober and not overdose.
Are there sufficient treatment options available in the Lehigh Valley?
There are treatment options. That's usually handled through the treatment trends into what exact methodology they figure out to connect that person with a specific treatment center based upon their needs.
But you find that after an intervention, if you have a willing participant, you're able to get them into a program.
You're able to connect them to the resources. If not particular treatment, then some sort of services that can assist them in that matter.
That's really encouraging.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having the time and opportunity to speak to you.